And Larry Rezavi with his out of town checks and our theme Musicians Come and Play wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number, I have to always look, 391 in that continuing series. Yes, you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're now at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 72, our current temperature here in Albany, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Merv Griffithson. How are you doing, Merv? Well, good. How's the weather down in Glencoe this morning?
Well, it's beautiful, actually. It's got away from the heat somewhat, but it doesn't sound good for next weekend when we've got the big Polka Fest. I hear they're talking in the 90s again.
Well, the weatherman isn't perfect, so hopefully next weekend he won't be perfect, and it'll be cooler weather just like this. We'll just think positive. How's that?
Out that way.
You bet. Well, Merv, it's exciting to have you on the program. You've owned the ballroom now for a good number of years. Why don't you take us back to the beginning? Where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born in a little town in Murray County, Curry, Minnesota. And we moved away from there when I was like 5 years old to Medelia, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I graduated from high school, from Medelia. And after graduation, I went into the Navy for 4 years.
Okay.
Then I came back, and I went to work for Northern Beverages out of Mankato, and I was there for 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And got transferred up in Glencoe area here, and I was a regional manager for 7 years up here. And our warehouse was right practically next door to the Playmore Ballroom. And the owner of the ballroom at that time was interested in selling and getting out, and that's when I decided to buy it, and that was in April of 1976.
My goodness. And haven't looked back since. You've just been going forward.
Yeah, well, that's what we're hoping for. This last year has been a struggle, but
It sure has.
For everybody else, too.
So. That's right. So, along the way, did you start a family, get married, any of that?
Oh, yeah. My wife and I have been married. I got to stop and think. I think it's 57 or 58 years now.
Oh, yeah. You better.
And we have three lovely daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And they are kind of scattered all over the United States. I've got one in Florida and one in Texas. And then one is home here
okay.
In Minnesota. So.
Well, great. You probably should mention their names because they might be listening, so they'll want to hear their names.
Oh, yeah. My oldest daughter is Valerie.
Uh-huh.
Second oldest is Patricia. And then our youngest daughter is Crystal, and she lives in Florida.
Okay. Well, with owning a ballroom, the next question that comes to my mind, did you ever play music yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I came back from the military, well, I had played a little when I was in the military, just amongst us guys in the barracks and that. But then I started playing, well, in 1962.
Okay.
And played with a friend of mine that played concertina, and we did that for a little while. And I was more leaning to the country. And then in 1963, I think it was, in Mankato, I was living in Mankato then, we, neighbors of ours and that, we got together and we formed a band called the Country Velvets.
Uh-huh.
And we played together, well, till 76 when I bought the ballroom. Well, then I had to quit because of conflict of interest.
Sure.
And, but we played basically mostly just on Friday and Saturday nights.
And what instrument did you play, Merv?
Pardon?
What instruments did you play?
Oh, I played guitar.
Guitar.
And I did the vocalizing.
Okay. Very good. So in buying the ballroom, then you had an eye or an opportunity when you were hiring bands. You knew what you were looking for. You could tell if they were hillbilly fakers or if they were the real deal, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure.
Uh-huh. And over your time, I'll bet you've hired a lot of bands that have come through the ballroom.
Oh, definitely. When I first got into it, we used to hire the big bands. We had the Wing King and the Guy Lombardo Orchestra and a few of those others. And unfortunately, the crowd that followed that type of music, after about 3 years, they were just about all died off, and it just didn't pay to do it anymore. And about that same time, that's when the big band kind of quit touring.
Sure.
And, you know, then we kind of concentrated on our weddings and anniversaries and so forth like that, and filled in. Like on in the summertime, we'd run Wednesday and Friday nights rock and roll, and we had some of the headliners in here. We had Tommy James on the Shondells here 3 times, and a group that started out with a very famous person, that was Chameleon.
Oh, yeah. Mark
Yanni was the original keyboard player with Chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we had, you know, sold-out crowds back in them days with the rock, but there again, you know, the trend started changing, and all of a sudden, there was less and less rock and roll bands to choose from.
Sure.
And today, there's so limited, it's, you know, it doesn't even hardly pay to try to run it anymore as far as the ballroom, because the ones that are still going are basically concert-type events. Sure. And so forth. So.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So back in the days when you first started, what was your schedule? Did you run every night of the week, or what did you have for like a schedule back in those days?
Back in those days, usually it was Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, all right. And did you guys also serve food all the time?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Full kitchen?
That was kind of our mainstay, like for the weddings and anniversaries and that. And then in the wintertime when the weddings and that done, that's when our sports banquets and fundraisers and stuff like that would take hold. And we could still kind of maintain the reputation of the best prime rib.
Okay.
And we, you know, it's not uncommon for us to do 400 sit-downs at once.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, we've done it many, many times. Matter of fact, every year we do it for a big sports fundraiser locally kind of here. And then we do another one, which is just as big, for the Pheasants Forever. And
okay.
So
Okay.
Yeah, it's when we were able to be open, yeah, we were busy. But
oh, my goodness.
Unfortunately, we're just getting our feet wet again now.
Yeah. Whoever seen that whole year and a half coming, huh? I mean, we lived how many years of our lives without it, and we thought we could sure get by without it. But my goodness, what a devastating blow to all of our economy and our way of life, huh?
Oh, definitely. And hey, we're not out of the woods yet.
No, that's what they keep telling us. So, my goodness. Yeah, so we...
No, it's... I'm surprised the number of states already went back to mask mandates and that regardless if you have the shots or not, you know.
You bet.
Unfortunately, Minnesota hasn't yet, but...
You bet. So let's give credit to some of the people that have helped you be successful, Merv. I'm sure you've had a lot of help come and go over the years at the ballroom, as any business would. But the main, you have like a manager or cooks or head people that you'd care to mention?
I do the cooking. The kind of the head person while I'm in the kitchen is my wife.
Oh.
She is the... kind of the backbone.
Okay.
And, you know, through the slow period here, well, I went back to driving truck again, and so she's been taking care of it during the week, and then on the weekends I'm here all the time, so.
And who is your wife?
But yeah, I do all the cooking for the, you know, in the kitchen, so.
And who is your wife, Merv?
Pardon?
What is your wife's name? Who is she?
Oh, Virginia.
Virginia.
And we call her Gina. That's her.
Gina is her
short
name. Okay, very good. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, and so you guys were basically shut down from what, March of last year about?
Well, it started right...
February?
Our last event was, I got to stop and think, January.
January, okay.
Not January, excuse me, February.
Okay.
Of,
2020.
Yep. And then we did not have anything. Our first event was this year, the 22nd of May.
My goodness. You know, and something that the average person doesn't think about, but those bills keep coming. Your taxes, all your insurance, all of that stuff keeps coming without any income.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's why I went back to driving truck.
Okay.
At least I kept, you know, all the bills current and
sure.
insurance.
Yeah,
paid,
yeah.
Taxes paid, and but I'm 81 years old. I don't want to be driving semi, you know, much longer.
Exactly. How long did you drive semi? Where did that come in? I mean,
I got to stop and think. Back in 1980, well, I drove, you know, semi somewhat when I was with Northern Beverages.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just periodically, nothing steady.
Sure, sure.
And then in 1985, I bought a rig, and I ran coast to coast in half of Canada hauling specialty loads, overweight and oversized loads, and I did that till 1993.
My goodness.
And I sold the rig, and I said, okay, I'm going to sell the rig, and I'm just going to run the ballroom.
Sure.
And
sure.
I tried doing that for about 6 months, and a good friend of mine called me, wanted to know if I could help him out for a couple of months driving semi.
Uh-huh.
Well, that turned into about 11, 12 years.
As always, so, you bet.
And now I'm back again.
Uh-huh. Well, very good, Merv. If we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
That sounds good. Thank you.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. This weekend on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Snow Joes hosting and cooking at the Brat Sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Come out and support the St. Joe Snow Joes Snowmobile Club while enjoying a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. They are always so friendly and eager to serve you. They really deserve our support. Two great sale items this week at the St. Joe Meat Market, and they are fresh frozen T-bone steaks for just $12.99 per pound while supplies last, and boneless chuck eye steaks for $6.99 per pound while supplies last. We had some on the grill this past week, and were they ever good? The brat of the week this week is one of our newest flavors. It is our smoked onion and bell pepper brat. People who have tried them already think they are really good and have come back for more. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, open daily Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. till 6 p.m., Friday nights till 7, Saturdays till 5, closed on Sunday. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Merv, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you, priority mail. Hope that you and Virginia, Gina, enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
That sounds like a real nice deal.
You bet. So we will get that off to you this week. So
thank you.
You bet. And so now... we've talked a little bit about the background and the ballroom and so on. Well, let's focus a little bit on the future here. So you've got a nice polka fest coming up this upcoming weekend. Talk about it, Merv.
Yeah. It's sponsored by the Minnesota, or not the Minnesota, the Polka Lovers Club of America, the Minnesota chapter. Mm-hmm. And it starts out on Friday, August the 6th, from 6 to 10, Danes Dutchman is playing. And then on Saturday, August 7th, starting at 12 noon, Malik's Fisherman and the Harvey Becker and the Riverside Dutchman, they'll alternate back and forth between 12 and 8 that night. And then on Sunday, August 8th, again, 12 to 8, Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman from Wisconsin and Leon Olson Show from New Ulm will be performing. And we just want to send out a hearty welcome to everybody that loves old-time music like we do and come down and have a ball.
That sounds great. Boy, what a nice lineup of bands in this day and age to get those five groups all on one weekend. My goodness, that sounds like a great time.
Yes, sir, it is. And they come from all over. We've had, in the past, we've had a couple from Japan. We've had two couples from Australia and Alaska, and then we have them from the East Coast and also the West Coast and all the great states in between. At one time or another, we've had representatives from the various states. So it's really interesting and kind of rewarding because we have a sign up to get an idea where everybody is from.
Oh, know? Sure. Yeah.
And it gives us something to talk about and also try to contact these people while they're not dancing and, just welcome them to the Playmore and get a little background on them.
Absolutely. Now, Merv, I've been to your ballroom. I've played there before in the past. We've had that discussion. Goes back to the days when you first owned it, is when I've played there. But for somebody that hasn't been to the ballroom, can you describe it a little bit? What's the seating capacity and a little bit about the ballroom? Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, our seating capacity is right around 800. We are... approved by the state fire marshal for 1,000, but I'm looking at comfortably seating and maintaining the full dance floor wide open, about 800.
Okay.
And we're air conditioned, and we have a large maple dance floor that we're pretty proud of, and it's kind of one of our outstanding points of people talk about is how wonderful the dance floor is. So we make it our point to keep it in good shape at all times.
Sure.
And we're located right in Glencoe and right off of Highway 212.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the backside of the ballroom is right along Highway 212.
Very good. Very good. And besides the Polka Fest, what do you run every weekend or every other weekend, or what is the schedule going forward?
starting in August, it'll be every Sunday is old time.
Okay.
And that always runs 1:30 to 5:30.
Okay.
And then our Saturdays, of course, which so many of them were canceled, but our Saturdays are like for our weddings. And then we have the Hispanic have their quinceañeras, which is in size-wise and decorating and so forth-wise, it's just as big as a wedding.
Oh, my.
It's beautiful, actually. Uh-huh. We have several of them every year, and so that kind of, you know, fills the weekend. And then, like I said, once the summer is over and we get into the hard core of winter, that's kind of when we have our annual meetings for various co-ops and corn growers and stuff like that. We, you know, we host all that, you know, on for them, and that's kind of keeps everything going in the wintertime along with our old time on Sundays.
Okay. Well, we were talking about some of the bands that you've had there over time, and you mentioned Guy Lombardo and Wayne King and some of those, the modern bands. How about the old-time bands? Who are some of the big ones you've had over the years? Whoopi John, Six Fat Dutchman, Ivan Cale, Elmer Scheid, any of those?
Oh, yes, yes, yep. I had Harold Lautenbacher here way back several times.
Uh-huh.
Ivan Cale was a steady band of mine. You know, back in the 70s and the early, very early 80s, he was here at least once a month for a wedding or, you know, something like that. Then those days, all the weddings used, you know, old-timer variety bands. Nowadays, well, now it's a rarity if you ever have a band at a wedding. It's usually DJs.
But right, yeah.
That's the, you know, the wedding couple's choice.
Choice,
so
yeah.
I can't condemn that because we need the business and, you know, whatever pleases them, that's what we're here for.
That's right, that's right. You know, we're getting right down towards the end of the program, Merv. I always ask everybody, and I'm not sure if I forewarned you, but I always ask everybody if they have a special memory or something they'd want to share with the listeners, maybe awards or maybe a special night with a certain band or anything. What comes to mind for you, Merv, over your long career, 46 years? What do you have for us?
Well, boy, I'll tell you, there is so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, unfortunately, on our old time, you know, so many of the band leaders that and bands I worked with here at the ballroom are no longer with us.
Yes.
And the stories that I could tell after the dances, of course, when everybody has gone home except the band and myself and not, you know, and the stories.
I yes.
Tell you, probably one of the best storytellers there was Jerry Schuft.
Oh, I can believe that.
And, you know, one story that comes into mind, and it involves Harold Lautenbacher from the Sixth Fat. And it goes way back when Harold was just a band member, didn't have his own band. And I forget the name of the band that he was playing with. But the guys told Harold, they said, you know, we got this job. And boy, you know, we really got to look sharp. We got to all have white shirts on and, you know, black pants and make sure black shoes, you know. Well, Harold didn't have a pair of black shoes. So he decided he just painted his brown ones. And boy, he come to work and everybody commented on his shoes. Oh, my goodness, how they shined and everything. And everything was going good till Harold, you know, walking around a little bit. Well, the paint started peeling.
Oh, no.
So it was kind of a standing joke for years and years. But I tell you, I remember with Jerry Schuft, we were at the ballroom convention at the Bellray Ballroom in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Jamber and Bob Raskoff were there, the owners, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, Jerry Schuft and a bunch of other musicians. And Jerry just went on. I bet we stood there in that one spot for an hour And it just never, you know, never ended.
One story after another.
But it was very interesting. And, you know, it brought a lot of laughter. And unfortunately, you know, all those guys are gone.
Yes, comes to an end. Yeah.
And, you know, we miss them thoroughly because Wally Pickle. You know,
yes.
There was another individual. And when I say individual, there was nobody could duplicate Wally Pickle.
Well, and that's kind of a special thing. Being the ballroom owner, you book the bands, I would assume. And so you negotiate with each owner. And you get to be pretty close with a lot of them, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And a dear friend of mine, that again, has passed on. And you know, miss him thoroughly. But that was Herzog.
Yes.
From Wisconsin. Well, you know, I used to have him here once a year in the summertime. And we always would do a big cookout, you know, in my yard, because my home is right across the street from the ballroom.
Okay.
And, you know, we'd do that, and then for about 3-4 years, he would come and meet us, Tony Jamber and myself and a bunch of others. We went twice a year salmon fishing around Lake Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And Marv would come down from Frankenmuth and join us for 3 days.
Oh, neat.
We had fond memories there, I'll tell you.
I'll bet. And speaking of Tony Jamber and Bob Raskov from Medina Ballroom, I'll bet you even though they were competitors of a sort, you guys really became close because you were part of the Ballroom Association too, weren't you?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, Tony was president for a while. Bob was. I was president twice.
Uh-huh.
I'm president again, not, you know, but we are just so few right now. But, yes, back then, yeah, we used to go ice fishing together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tony and I used to go moose hunting in Canada every year.
Okay.
We did that for 10 years. And, you know, yeah, we and our wives, yeah, they were good friends, you know.
Sure.
Bob Raskov had a lot of tragedy and their tragedy in his family.
Yes.
And we lost our son too. And Jerry, Bob's wife, you know, and my wife, they're just instantly real close friends, and it had been right up to the day that Jerry passed.
Well, and you know, in life, no matter what business you are, it seems like you get so much further ahead when you, instead of competing, you're friends and you share knowledge. We find the same thing in the meat industry, that we've gotten so much further sharing recipes and tips with our fellow competitors. And we also have an association. And, boy, since we've joined that, we've really gone forward.
Yes, and it's very true. And it just goes to show that, you know, the old saying goes, it's amazing what you can accomplish with honey or sugar versus sour. And it's always kind of stuck in my mind.
Absolutely.
Treat your people the way you want to be treated.
Absolutely.
And it'll go a long way, believe me.
Well, great. Well, Merv, our time has run out. Again, we want to just mention you've got the big Polka Fest coming up at the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe this upcoming weekend. Again, it starts on Friday, 6 till 10 with Dane's Dutchman. And then Saturday, it's going to be two bands, Malik's Fisherman and Harvey Becker, starting at 12 noon. They'll alternate every 2 hours. Goes till 8 o'clock Saturday evening. And then Sunday, two more bands, Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman and Leon Olson. Again, starting at 12 noon, going till 8, alternating every 2 hours. Is there going to be food available also on the weekend?
Yeah. All day.
Okay. Very good.
Bet. Yep. We'll have, you know, sandwiches and stuff like that. And then in the evening, we'll do a bigger course of meal.
Okay. Very, very good. Well, we wish you well, Merv. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell every guest that if the good Lord's willing, you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again. How's that for you?
That sounds fantastic. And again, I want to thank you and the radio station And just keep playing that good polka music.
We will do that, Merv. You have a great afternoon. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Yes, sir.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Merv Gifferson, owner of the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe, Minnesota. Owned it for some 46 years now. Our 391st guest here on A Musician's Come and Play. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by one of the bands that plays frequently at the Playmore Ballroom. That's going to be the Leon Olsen Band. Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 391st edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And our guest today has been Mr. Merv Gifferson of Glencoe, the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe. And what a fantastic guest. Does a great job. I tell you what, you get a chance to stop out at the Playmore either this weekend for the Polka Fest or on the upcoming weekends when they're having a dance. You need to do that. He's one of the few ballrooms left in Minnesota and just needs to be patronized, commended for their great service. When I grew up, I mean, there were so many ballrooms, almost one in every town, and we took it for granted. We could go out dancing and it wasn't a big deal. But nowadays, to have a nice establishment like the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe, really need to keep them going. So again, we thank Merv for being our guest today. Well, one of the bands that plays frequently at the Playmore Ballroom in Glencoe is the Leon Olsen Band. We're going to feature music today by Leon Olsen. Going to start out with a nice old-time polka, one called the Adrian Polka. Leon Olsen.
Somebody scream! Hyah! Thank you.
Leon Olson and the Leon Olson Show Band with one called the Adrian Polka. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 74, our current temperature here in Albany. It's waltz time with Leon Olson, one called the Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. Nice waltz tune there by Leon Olson and the Leon Olson Show Band, one called the Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 74 our current temperature here in Albany, and still bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And yes, Jeannie B, well, they've got a nice, nice lineup of tours to take you through the rest of the year. And there's sure to be one on the list that fits your schedule, fits your needs. You bet. So tons of fun in 21 is what Jeannie calls it. Extended vacations. Call now. Fall tours have early deadlines. So they're going to do the September Fest sites and slots of North Shore Glory. So that's taking you to Duluth, Two Harbors, Grand Marais, lodging, transportation, guide, all admissions, four meals, awesome 4 days. The price is just $529 based on double occupancy and $509 on quad if you've got two couples that care to spend a room together. Then, September 27th through October 1st, it's the Fall Fest in Door County, Wisconsin. And again, lodging, guide, transportation, show, Washington Island guided tour, wine tasting, guided trolley tour, specialty shops, prizes, treats, fish boil, seven meals, orchard tour, the beautiful Cape Cod of the Midwest is what it's called. Fantastic tour destination, one of Jeannie B's favorite tours. $839 based on double occupancy. You'll want to call now to make sure you can get in on the trip. And again, that phone number to call, two numbers I'll give you, 320-345-1581. That's the office number. And Jeannie's cell number is 320-249-8149. Don't wait. Give her a call. Just so many more trips that I can mention here. These are the extended vacations. Jeannie does the one-day tours and also the casino tours. So there's a bunch of those on the schedule as well. Just looking ahead, the Branson Country Christmas, that's at the Paramount in St. Cloud. That's November 2nd. That's a one-day only. And there's a deadline coming up for that tour. Also, Breaking Up is Hard to Do. That's at the Ives Theater. It's a Bloomington matinee, just $93. Deadline is October 1st. A Play Gone Wrong, that's at the Old Log Theater. Matinee, lunch, Excelsior, just $97. And the list goes on. So check them out. Jeannie B's Tours. Yeah, we just got back from Medora a couple weeks ago. Had a great time. Nice coach buses that Jeannie hires. And you're sure to have fun when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. Give her a call, 320-345-1581 or 320-249-8149. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here in KASM. 1230 here on KASM, 74 degrees here in central Minnesota. More music by Leon Olson on the way. One called the Five Sharps Polka, Leon Olson. Leon Olson with the Five Sharps Polka. 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. 74 our current temperature here in Albany. Here's a nice two-step number, a slower number, and it's one called Don't Squeeze My Charmin, the Leon Olson Show Band.
Jumped her boyfriend, and he hollered Won't you hold her so tight? Better heed my warning, I'll be the last one tonight. She's soft and she's gentle, she's sweet as can be. And if Charmin needs squeezing, then you'll leave that to me.
The Leon Olson Show Band, one called Don't Squeeze My Charmin. Here's a great polka tune by Leon Olson. It's one called The Green is Green Polka. Thank you. Great arrangement there by Leon Olson and the Leon Olson Show Band. That is the Green is Green Polka. Taking us to 21 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading is 74 degrees here in central Minnesota. In the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand. Zero Turn Lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler is the original Zero Turn Lawnmower. Yes, Kevin proved that to me one day when I was out there. Showed me the big poster there, the banner, of when those Hustlers came out. And there's none before it. So, yeah, that was pretty neat. And you can see that. He's got it up in his showroom there. So when you go out to Kevin's, be sure and look for that. It shows all of the Hustlers as they evolved. Now, Kevin has new Hustlers on hand. So everything from the Little Raptors all the way up to the Super Z's and beyond. Kevin can fix you up with a Hustler just like that. There's different engine and mowing deck sizes available. So, yeah, if you need a big one, in-between one, a little one, you just ask Kevin. He'll show you all the differences, and you'll be sure to get the one that you need. Options, yes, there's baggers and other attachments available. And Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So if you've got a lawnmower and it's not performing like you need it to, maybe you need your belts changed, the hoses, lubricants, whatever the case, blade sharpened, Kevin can do it all. You bet. Bring it on out to Kevin. He'll fix her up. And if it's getting a little tired and your eye catches one of those brand new Hustlers, Kevin does accept trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. So for more information, give Kevin a call. And again, like I tell you every week, Kevin's kind of a one-man band out there. He puts in the family farm. So in the springtime, he's putting the crops in. In the summertime, he's cultivating and cutting the hay and doing all those sorts of things. And in the fall, harvesting. So make sure Kevin wants to be there when you come. He doesn't want you sitting by his door and he's out in the field for 3 hours. So make sure you call him before you come. 320-363-7459. More exciting news from Kevin's Countryside. He took on the Eagle power line of equipment this year, and that is battery-powered equipment. And there's a bunch of different pieces of equipment that are battery-powered with a 56-volt arc lithium battery. And so there's a hedge trimmer, a backpack blower, there's a handheld blower, a chainsaw, a string trimmer, snow blower, a push lawnmower. So you can check all of those pieces of equipment out at Kevin's Countryside. I picked up the power head that comes with several attachments. I've got the pole saw. Had a chance to use that this week. Boy, does that thing work nice. Cutting off those branches that hang down, and when you're cutting the lawn, you know, and it takes your hat off every time you go through under them. I got those buggers, and that pole saw really worked nice. Now, there's a edger that comes with it. I haven't had a chance to use that, but I've also used the weed trimmer, and that works super good, too. So check those pieces of equipment out when you get out to Kevin's. You just, you know, cutting lawn, taking care of a yard is work, but when you've got the right equipment, it's fun. And so take it from me, you'll enjoy doing that work when you have one of these great pieces of equipment that comes from Kevin's Countryside. Kevin's Countryside, 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Nice drive any time of the year, but especially this time of the year as those crops are starting to mature. It's great to drive out that way. You get out of St. Joe, about 6 miles out on County Road 3. Look for the big yellow and orange sign hanging from the post in the ditch. That's Kevin's Countryside, bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Leon Olson and his show band, and another nice polka coming your way. It's one called the Golden Slippers Polka. The Leon Olson with one called the Golden Slippers Polka. Old time waltz time, it's one called Hallie's Waltz. And also with one called Haley's Waltz. 13 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock. A temperature reading is at 74 degrees. Here's another nice polka, one called the Midsummer Polka. Thank you. Leon Olsen and one called the Midsummer Polka. Yes, Leon Olsen, one of the truly great bands still performing in this day and age. 11 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 74 temperature here in Albany. Nice modern number, a two-step number, one called Please Help Me, I'm Falling.
Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Me walk through, for I shouldn't want you, but darling I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Now please help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation. Walk in. I turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you true. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Door to temptation, don't let me walk through, for I shouldn't want you, but darling I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Now please help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk in. I turn away from me, darling. I'm begging you true. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
Leon Olsen and the Leon Olsen Show Band, one called Please Help Me, I'm Falling. Here's another nice polka tune, one called Leroy's Polka. Thank you. The Leon Olson Show Band with one called Leroy's Polka. 6 minutes now before the hour, 1 o'clock. It's waltz time, one called the Illinois Waltz with Leon Olson. Leon Olson and one called the Illinois Waltz. 3 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 75, our temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Had a request for this one, had it in mind anyway. It's probably our most requested Leon Olson song here. It's one called Lilies in the Moonlight.
sweetheart. I'm gonna make her my true love.
Oh, yes, there it is, Lilies in the Moonlight, Leon Olsen. And yes, people calling in said that was their favorite Leon Olsen song, and I've heard that before. Great recording there, Lilies in the Moonlight, Leon Olsen.